Well, of course, the big thing we've done is increase access to health care for veterans. We've got another 800,000 veterans getting health care services from VA now. We've also increased access with respect to college education. Almost a million students in school participating in what I regard as kind of the next greatest generation. They're all in school and great tuition and benefits packages, and it's wonderful to see. And then, of course, on the homeless side, we've reduced homelessness by 17%. I've been out there on the streets going and doing our critical survey work for the point-in-time count, and you can just see A, how badly needed these services are, and B, how effective the VA with our other partners, HUD, and the NGOs and churches and communities across America have made a difference in this area.
Now, a couple of things that stand out to me is the work around, for instance, labor management. I've seen you at the National Council meetings, and you guys were out in front with some of the B-1 pilots. Can you talk about that impact of bringing both labor and management closer together?
That's been an area where I've really enjoyed engaging. The president's executive order has, in my view, pointed us in the right direction in something called pre-decisional involvement. It's not bargaining. It's not sitting down at a table in the traditional adversarial relationship. It's really involving people collaboratively in the problem-solving process early on. And I think it works. We've certainly got a lot more that we can do to improve in terms of training and leadership in this area. But fundamentally, the idea that having both parties sit down, work through tough issues together, and focus on improving the mission, improving the work environment for all employees, and improving labor management relations, I think makes a lot of sense.
Is there one or two things that you can point to around this labor management that says, hey, here's the difference it made? Can you give me an example?
Great example for us in VA. We're working through a transformation in the Veterans Benefits Administration. Not surprisingly, a lot of the technology changes and business process changes impact work rules for our union members. We went into pre-decisional involvement and essentially had them at the table for the changes that we've been making there. When it came time to bargain the change under I&I rules, we completed it in 3 days. So it was a dramatic difference in the amount of time that it takes to actually negotiate something when you spend the time with a partner to talk through the issues and reach commonly acceptable solution.
Now, obviously, that maybe wouldn't have been done so quickly, 3 days, if you didn't have this relationship already in place. Would you agree that this normally would have taken maybe 3 months or 3 years?
Easily 6, possibly 9 months. When we came to VA, we had a contract that had been in negotiation for 8 years. It took us another year to work through it. But there's a great example of how you can move things forward more quickly when you're having a respectful, collaborative, engaged relationship with labor.
Are there some areas that maybe didn't go as well as you'd hope from a management perspective?
Sure, I think the backlog's one of them. You know, on the one hand, it's a great story of progress made to date. We've deployed a new electronic veterans benefit management system across 42 of 56 locations in the country, put in a new phone system, moved the entire organization to a new lane-based system with new supporting business processes, improved quality from 83 to over 80%, on our way to 98%, and no claim processed in more than 125 days. So those are all clear positives and clear wins in an environment where it typically takes government an average of 76 months to deploy a new IT system. We're here deploying customer-facing software in less than 2 years. So I think there have been a lot of very important additions to our capacity to process claims. At the same time, you know the story out there in the press, in the last 4 years, we processed 4.1 million claims. That's more claims than have been processed per year ever. At the same time, we received 4.6 million in claims. And how did that happen? That's, of course, created the backlog. Well, it happened because we expanded access. Expanded access to benefits for our veterans. And three great examples of that are Agent Orange, where Vietnam vets waited 50 years to get this resolved. We also made it easier for people to prove that they had post-traumatic stress disorder. And we also addressed Gulf War illnesses. The combination of those added another 600,000 claims into the system. And if you look back at our testimony 2 years ago, we said, look, this is the right thing to do. The president has shown great leadership and courage in resolving these issues and expanding access, but the consequence will be additional people flowing into the system. So the backlog is our own creation. We admit that. We think for the best and highest reasons. And now we are not satisfied with the fact that it is there, and we're working very assiduously to get it corrected.
You guys have gotten a lot of criticism over the backlog. Do you think that criticism is fair?
I think on balance, we all understand that it's simply not satisfactory to have a backlog of this size and scale. It's got to come down. And we've got our knuckles dug into the dirt over here to get it fixed. And we have a plan that will end the backlog by 2015. We've got good leadership, and we've got the resources to be able to get this done.
You guys just announced the other day expansion of overtime to help deal with the backlog. Is this one of several steps you're taking most recently?
It is. We are looking at all possible actions that we can take to dramatically draw down the backlog. We've got focus in areas of people. You name one of them, putting them to work longer. In the areas of process, figuring out how to simplify and speed the claims process, and in the area of technology, the Veterans Benefit Management System will be a paperless system. The big challenge is we've got claims whose average size is 500 pieces of paper. That is an extraordinary amount of paper to move into digital form, and for some period, we will be managing both claims in electronic form and in paper form. That's adding to the complexity. We're not getting to shut down operations while we do the modernization. We've got to continue to produce, and we have produced, over 1 million claims a year for the last 3 years in a row.
It's the old changing the car when it's driving 60 miles an hour, changing the tire, right?
That's true. And you know, you've probably also seen the announcement that we're tackling the oldest claims first. That initiative started on April 19th. We're already seeing progress there. The idea is to eliminate all claims in the system that are 1 year or older by October 15. And that, I think, is going to have a big confidence-building effect on folks as they watch this process. After all, these benefits last 40, 50 years. They last a lifetime. And so we've got to be careful to do it right, and we've got to do it much faster than we currently are.